You know, last month, two U.S. Navy personnel wandered into Afghanistan's Logar province and were killed in a Taliban ambush. Logar is so close to the Afghan capital of Kabul, you could wind up there with a wrong turn. Yet, it is almost completely under Taliban control, which leads to a question. How did insurgents manage to gain such a firm hold so near to Kabul? NPR's Quil Lawrence went to Logar and sent this report.
It's hard to avoid the feeling of a tightening ring around the Afghan capital when the neighboring provinces of Logar and Wardak have become no-go areas. American officials considered the capital of Logar, about 35 miles southeast of Kabul, to be safe and friendly until just 2 years ago. That's when a Taliban ambush killed four employees of a U.S.-based charity as they drove the main highway back to Kabul. A year later, in August 2009, the Taliban took over a five-story building in Logar's capital and held it for several hours of gunfighting with the Afghan army and police. Muhammad Aga is the district of Logar closest to Kabul, maybe 20 miles away. Shopkeepers here ushered a visitor into a small auto parts store and out of sight from the road. Small villages with trees full of chirping birds hug the main highway through Logar, but it would be unwise to venture out, they say. The Taliban are watching.
During the day, they're just they dress like a civilian, but during the night, they're like Taliban.
Zafar Khan is a security guard at the local cell phone company. Khan says that some have turned to the Taliban because the economy is bad and the insurgents offer good pay and motorcycles and even take care of families when their fighters are killed or put in prison. And he says the Afghan police are corrupt and abusive.
Yeah, because
the police is very bad at behavior, so people are willing to have Taliban than the police.
It's a familiar story around the country. The government is corrupt and ineffective. The Taliban dispense timely and very harsh punishments they call justice. The Taliban began by taking over the southern districts of Logar as far back as 2006, according to an Afghan analyst in Kabul who's from Logar but asked not to give his name. He says the Taliban cells got stronger and infiltrated the rest of the province by 2008. That year, the governor of Logar died in a bomb attack outside his home. In late 2008, the U.S. military announced that many of the incoming surge troops would be sent to Logar, but that didn't necessarily help in public perception. Shakila Hashimi is a member of parliament from Logar. She says the Americans have often made matters worse. In 2006 and 2007, the use of airstrikes killed many innocent women and children, she says. And even after airstrikes were restricted by the U.S. military, out of concern for civilian casualties, house raids by special forces have continued to anger people. In April of this year, angry rioters blocked a NATO fuel convoy and burned 12 tankers on the main highway through Logar.
The Taliban is coming every day as much.
Stronger.
Yeah, stronger.
Wazir Muhammad, another shopkeeper in Muhammad Aga district, says the Taliban attacked Americans here just the night before. He doesn't want the Taliban to return to power in Afghanistan, but the provincial government here, appointed by Kabul, is unpopular. And President Karzai himself has been to this district once in 8 years, says Muhammad. He wants the Americans to keep fighting, but without angering the good people in Logar.
No, they should not stop the fight with the Taliban, but they should stop searching the house. They should stop in the night time. If they want to search, they should go to in the daytime, not in the nighttime.
American forces are unlikely to stop searching houses and less likely to give up the advantages they have at night to move undetected and find suspected insurgents in their homes. A NATO official said that American commanders here are just beginning to understand the depth to which Logar is penetrated by the Taliban, and they will be focusing on provinces close to the capital in the coming months. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.